Bell's made. Pass the word.
Now hear this. Now hear this. From coast to coast and over the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service, your Navy presents transcribed music and song in the spirit of the American Blue Jacket. All hands, stand by.
Ahoy there, mateys. Secure all details. It's holiday routine for the next 30 minutes as we pop you aboard the good ship Sailloft for another salty session of seaworthy melody. This is Jackson Weaver speaking from the Naval Gun Factory here in Washington. We'd like you to meet the guests and crew members who'll entertain the ship's company. That's you on today's crew. Our special treat, a singing duet, well known on radio, TV, and in supper clubs, and featured in several top Broadway musicals, Betty Jane Watson and Jerry Austin. Our handsome young tenor in Navy Blue, Ben Mitchell Morris. The Hyphens of the Harmonica, Blue Jacket Richard Bain, and music with the world-famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Lieutenant Commander Charles Brendler, conductor. Chief Warrant Officer Richard Townsend, leading the band today, is looking for sunnier climes, invites all hands to join him in a musical trip through the Gateway to the South. Singing stars Betty Jane Watson and Jerry Austin have appeared in some of Broadway's finest musical shows and have been featured on coast-to-coast radio and TV programs, sung in the country's top supper clubs, and this being their proudest accomplishment, are the parents of a mischievous but marvelous daughter, four-year-old Cindy Lee. We'll have a few words with Betty Jane and Jerry later, but first of all, you've traveled all over the country, spent some time in Texas, and when you come back from the cow country, what did you think of the big cities back in the East? Could you tell us in song?
They talk a different language, they talk a different style. So busy making money, they ain't got time to smile. It was so doggone crowded, we felt so hemmed in there. We come back home to Texas to get our breath of air.
Oh, the odolody, odolody got the blues. The odolody, odolody just for you. The odolody, odolody, and the sweetest little home I ever knew. Oh, the odolody, odolody, when I'm home. The odolody, odolody, don't you know? The odolody, odolody, that I'll sing the odolody blues.
Hey, you can understand how we fell with the worries and cares. I'm meeting all of them stuck up strangers. I'm putting on all them airs. Why enough of this la-dee-da can affect your morale? when I tell you here's best. I ain't just a whistling Dixie gal.
Woo!
They talk a different
language.
They talk a different style. So busy making money, they ain't got time to smile. It was the doggone party. We felt the hemmed in there. We come back here to Texas and sing a yodel of blue.
Ah, that was nicely sung, Betty Jane and Jerry. Say, we're looking forward to another song later on. Right now, though, the rhythm section's ready, the violins are poised and waiting, the clarinets and oboes are marking time, the boys in the brass department are holding their breath. So let's not delay, let's begin the begin. Mr. Townsend, the ship's company really enjoyed that, I'm sure. Say, remember at the start of today's show, I called Richard Bain the Heifetz of the harmonica? Well, the expression was a measure of our esteem for the artistry of this young blue jacket, but it also ties in very nicely with the selection in which he's now featured. Accompanied by the orchestra of the United States Navy Band, here's Dick Bain, his harmonica, and one of Yasha Heifetz's favorite encores, Horace Staccato.
Thank you.
was a terrific job, Dick Vane. Really terrific.
The melodies of old plantation days, familiar songs and dances of the old South, are heard in this Virginia Rhapsody.
Ben Mitchell Morris is front and center now, all set with one of the most appealing of all operatic arias. It's from Massenet's brilliant opera, Manon. And say, Ben, since you're an old hand with the languages, would you give us the title and its translation, please, sir?
Je suis seul is the aria, Jackson, and literally it means I am alone.
Okay, Ben, go ahead, but we're with you.
Suprema. miracle j'aime color sacré comme porte la foi. Oui, j'ai voulu mettre Dieu-même entre le monde et moi.
Betty Jane Watson and Jerry Austin, we've enjoyed your songs in the popular lounge of Washington's famous Mayflower Hotel. And, of course, we've admired your special brand of singing in a bevy of top radio and TV programs. But is this your first venture as a duet on the road?
Well, in a continuous sense, yes, Jackson. We've been on the road since last spring, traveling from Montreal to St. Louis to Las Vegas to New Orleans. We're booked into Dallas, Texas. And after that, we're kind of planning on a long, long stay at home.
Meaning Manhattan, huh? Say, you know, it must be lots of fun traveling around the country, meeting different people, seeing the sights, and, of course, singing together. But, say, how about that four-year-old daughter of the Austins, Cindy Lee? Huh?
Oh, she's a trooper, Jackson, in the best and worst sense of the word.
The best and the worst?
Uh-huh. She travels around, and, well, I think she enjoys everything just about as much as we do. Oh, and she's at her cutest stage right now. But I think she's trying to break into the act.
No kidding.
We've gotten into the habit lately of serenading us once we're all settled down for the night.
Oh, great.
And as though to tell us, well, see, I can sing too.
Believe me, if she doesn't give up pretty soon, we're just going to have to break down and let her have her way. Who knows? Maybe another Shirley Temple.
Yeah, she may indeed, yes. Say, what are some of the Broadway shows that you two have appeared in, huh?
Well, let's see. Finian's Rainbow, yeah. As the Girls Go, Texas Little Darling, Barefoot Boy with Cheek, Toplitzky of Notre Dame, and, of course, a great and long-lasting thrill for the both of us, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Say, how about some of that Oklahoma music, Jerry?
Well, enough said, Jackson. Let's sing, Betty Jane.
Okie doko.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors?
I have a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you.
And you.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
Oh, who laughs at your jokes? Oh.
Don't sigh.
Stars fade from above.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting me.
I've been collecting things.
Well, give me my rose and my glove.
Watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And as we say,
much, Betty Jane Watson and Jerry Austin, for being our guests today on the Navy Hour. And say, would you give our best to Cindy Lee? You want a description of a Marine, a blue jacket, or a soldier? Well, Mr. Townsend and the United States Navy Band provides a stirring musical picture, staunch and true. made. Pass the word.
Now hear this. Now hear this. The Navy Hour will be on the air next week, same time. All hands are requested to attend.
Navy Hour, featuring the United States Navy Band under the direction of Lieutenant Commander Charles Brendler, has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, a voice of information and education. Thank you.